something worse and do it twice.
Hatfield, how do you do that at the University of Tennessee? How do they do this?
Hey, all I know is a guy won his 12th consecutive conference championship in a major conference today. And
incredible.
Doug Dickey hired Jerry Green instead of him here. So you tell me.
Yeah.
You know that's a true story, right, Don?
Yeah. Yeah.
That guy wanted the job here. He's talking about Bill Self, who begged them for the job.
My favorite story. Larry Brown, Doug Dickey calls Larry Brown to ask him about Bill Self when Larry Brown's unemployed and never asked what I think should be the easiest question that anybody in basketball would ask Larry Brown if he doesn't have a job and you've got a job opening. But
which is?
You didn't do that. Would you be interested? Would seem to me to be the first logical question you'd ask.
Well, we're going back to Tall Man. Think about a couple of his changes. I mean, he terminates Don DeVoe coming off an NCAA appearance. Okay, it might have been time for a change, but who does he hire? Then he turns right around, and a little bit later, we hire the Buzz Man.
Hiring Wade Houston instead of Rick Majerus or Bob Huggins was pretty damn smooth, too.
Yeah.
Buzz Peterson instead of Greg Marshall.
And even though I don't like that punk over in Nashville, I mean, look how they screwed that up.
That was ridiculous.
We made Tim Floyd a bunch of money. I bet Tim Floyd likes Doug Dickey. We got Tim Floyd 3 or 4 raises.
It goes on and on around here. I mean, you go down here to Jeremy Foley, he screws up and, you know, he hires a big recruiter guy, but, you know, then he corrects it. Then he screws up. Maybe he's corrected it. But going back to the game and going back to our team, Shabari Phillips, I can just see this kid is going to be a pretty good player. And Admiral has been coming off some really not too great of games, but I thought Admiral Schofield and that looked like the Admiral from about a month ago. What about you guys?
I think you've got a pretty good point. I think that I like the good young core of this team. I'm worried about the lack of what's the word I want to use here? I'm worried about the lack of hubs next year. We absolutely need hubs. It's a non-negotiable.
Well, not the hubs that only shows up every other week. I wanted to ask Keith something.
Go ahead. Yeah, jump right on in there, man.
About Grant Williams, I know he's mentioned him time or two. Seems he really outplayed one of Kentucky's 6'9" guys the other night, and I'm sure you followed that and maybe elaborated more than what I mean,
Grant Williams strikes me as a guy that would have been perfect on those old Pittsburgh and Cincinnati teams of recent vintage. So, I mean, he's undersized, but, I mean, he's played well enough on elite AAU circuits and everything against guys like Bam Adebayo and all the other great players in this class. And he's pretty much held his own against all those guys. So, playing him or Robert Hubbs, I don't know. I mean, right now, I would play Grant Williams ahead of Robert Hubbs.
Well, if you take Grant's size at 6'6", and isn't he a pretty big guy around 250?
Yeah, I mean, he's a muscular guy. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean, what you do is you try to, I think you give he and Schofield that spot, or maybe play, if you're going to play small, depending on what happens with Yurt 7 or somebody else as far as another big guy. But I agree with Tony that, yeah, if we're going to get the 17-point-a-game Robert Hubbs, hell yeah, we need him. But if we're going to get this guy that walks around out there like he's just like Mike Tyson on lithium in those interviews with Barbara Walters, I don't want him.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. If you can't trust guys going to go out and be there every day, you know, it makes it really, really difficult to do. And I'm hoping some of this infusion of these guys coming in. I know if that Bone kid plays like his brother, you won't have to worry about that.
Well, you're talking about Yurt 7 guys. Are you guys talking about the young man from Turkey? Because we've had a couple people tonight reaching out on the Periscope who, shall I say, have, it looked like they're speaking the Turkish language. And I just want to say, well, Don, I just want to say to them, if you know Turkey, please tell Turkey that we would love, I mean, love to have him here.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
we need Turkey. Don, do we need Turkey here in the worst way?
We do. And do you think,
I love tryptophan.
Not only Hubs may be leaving, do you think Mustela may be down, Keith?
Well, see, I was encouraged that he actually got out there for a little bit tonight.
Well, yeah.
Orange was hot enough at those two guys. I mean, when I was talking to Corey Gunkel on the show yesterday, I mean, I posited the question if either one of those guys were going to play tonight. I mean, he was hot enough at those two at the end of the game Wednesday that I didn't think it was a foregone conclusion. Either one of them would get on the floor.
Yeah. And, you know, he hit a three when we needed him to there when we had it, when we was trying to cut him and knock it back down to seven, so.
Don, what kind of turkey would, Debbie Jennings be right about now?
Basted and overdone.
Thank you. What are you thinking, Keith? What kind of turkey?
Well, there's a, that'd be Butterball.
John Sweet said a Tom. We are, this might be our last show we've ever do.
You know what my favorite turkey is, Tony?
What's that?
Wild Turkey 101.
I didn't know where you were going with that. But that is pretty good. That is pretty good. And John Sweet's very crude tonight. 865-200.
Well, look at the week that's been around here, Tony.
No, it's true. I mean, this week right here, I shook a guy's hand tonight at W. Lynn's thing, and he said, I used to have a lot of respect for you this week, before this week. And I said, thanks. And he said, you're a complete sellout. You're wanting to settle that lawsuit. You are a sellout. And I was like, and we are here to celebrate W. Lynn's 60th birthday, so thank you, too. Let's go to the phones, and let's get our next call in. And if you want to get in, 865-200-5402. And this is fun stuff, I guess. Tennessee loses tonight to Arkansas. An outmanned Tennessee team loses tonight by 10 to an Arkansas team that shoots the ball extremely well. And when you think about it, when you think about tonight's game, you have an opponent shoot 49% from the field. You don't have Kevin Punter. You don't have Robert Hubs, and you only lose 10. That's really, I mean, I'm not playing the relative game here. I'm not. But that's really not a terrible result. That should mean you get blown out. Because the truth is, you don't match up at all with Arkansas inside. You just don't match up well at all with Arkansas on the inside. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Tony.
Yes.
This is Top Dog.
Hey, Top Dog. Welcome in, brother.
Tony, UT is absolutely pathetic in basketball. Let's just get real. They're not very good in anything, and they lost to Georgia this year, who's horrible. So, you know,
now, when you say they're not good at anything, are you talking about the Vols?
Yes.
Okay, now, correct me if I'm wrong. Your most important sport is football.
Yes.
How did your football team do against the University of Tennessee last
time? They didn't do too well this year. We had Ambien Man on the sideline, so that's getting ready to change.
What did you call him?
Ambien Man. It looked like Rick looked like he was on Ambien every time he's on the damn sidelines.
He does look like he's on Ambien. I'll give you that. He's a very laid back feller.
So Tony, let's turn this thing into the, you know, this week, what's going on this week. It's absolute debacle down there on the hill. I think they're going to end up getting sanctions out of this. Don't you agree?
No.
If they don't settle this, Tony, you know this is not going to end well for UT. You agree with that?
I made a lot of people mad this week, and I'm still going to say it. If I'm Tennessee, I'm settling.
They don't settle, if this goes to court, Tony, I mean, they are in deep shit, and you know it. I mean, it's not going to end well for them.
They'll never go to court. Dave Hart will never make it out of this.
Dave Hart be fired.
Yeah, Jimmy Cheek's not going to make it out of this. This thing is, is this Top Dog?
Tony, this is Top Dog.
Why did you take to hazing me earlier?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Five, four,
Tony, you
three,
can go to hell.
Two. Hatfield, now you just got me cussed at.
I didn't do anything. I mean, obviously he's been drinking. He thinks the NCAA has any jurisdiction to sanction a university over Title IX violations.
Of course, we have seen the NCAA overreach. They got involved in that Sandusky deal.
Yeah, and we saw how that ultimately ended up.
Yeah, they walked it back when nobody was looking. But they were big and bad. I'm reading a great book called Indentured right now about the NCAA. It's required reading. It's a brand new book, just out.
Yeah, they got an excerpt from it in Sports Illustrated this week, pretty much right after the four-page hit job on Tennessee.
Fantastic. It is fantastic. Fantastic. And some people now are wondering if Top Dog is on aspirin after tonight's call.
If he thinks the NCAA has jurisdiction over Title IX, he may be on acid.
He's got a pretty good name, though, for his coach at Georgia, the old coach era. But I like how he came on with... See, I always like it when opposing fans come with the whole line of, you guys suck. It's kind of like... when you beat somebody and you scream overrated at them.
Yeah,
so if they were overrated, what's that say about us? I never understood that. But then he says, you guys are terrible at everything. And I go, wait a second here. What's your number one sport? Well, it's football. So how did you do the last time we played? And how are you going to do this year, Top Puppy?
Thought there is real simple. They're talking about how horrible Mark Rick is now and how glad they're going. Wait and see what tune they're singing in about 3 years.
You better believe it. Because that guy they hired...
How many of these Nick Saban assistants have really gone anywhere and done anything?
He's got a coaching tree, brother, that looks like...
Jimbo Fisher's the only one, and Jimbo Fisher had been coaching for 1,000 years before he ever went to work for Nick Saban.
It looks like his coaching tree was treated by Harvey Updike, brother. Hatfield, tell me who sponsored your appearance tonight, as we have given him the best hour... maybe they're going to have this weekend.
Well, I'm sponsored by our good friends at Clancy's Tavern and Whiskey House, where I will be probably 5 minutes after I hang up this phone.
Drop the mic, Hatfield. And let me say a word here about Marcos Garza and your Garza Law Firm, treating clients like family. Make no mistake about it. If you go on LexisNexis, Martindale, Hubble, peer-reviewed, rated preeminent 5.0, one of the top 100 trial lawyers in your nation, featured in Forbes, Time, Newsweek, whether it's criminal defense or personal injury, first and foremost, want to take care of you, your case, and your future, and constantly educating himself. Marcos had a great appearance on here the other day that I linked to TonyBasilio.com. The Garza Law Firm, online at GarzaLaw.com. GarzaLaw.com. Keith, I am getting ready to strum through some Steely Dan songbook, and also just a few 70s tunes as well. Just for people that want to stick around, if they don't, that's fine. I'm going to play anyway. I'm going to sit down here and play for a few minutes. Hatfield, would you give me your thoughts on tonight? Just give me a couple takeaways from tonight's game.
Well, I thought Kyle Alexander, playing against one of the few legitimate big men in this league now, had a pretty decent night. I mean, he didn't get completely dominated. And I think you take Shambari Phillips and Admiral Schofield playing well, and that's the good takeaway from tonight. I mean, the bad takeaway is they still don't guard anybody.
Yeah, that's not a good thing. the guarding has to, that stuff's got to,
which is the odd thing, because Barnes' teams have traditionally been really good defensively.
Yeah, it's got to get better. You know, that's got to get better.
Well, I think that's one reason they're bringing in kind of a bulldog like Grant Williams and Jordan Bone. I think that they're brought in for their defensive mentality as much as anything.
Oh, Hatfield, I love you, man. I really appreciate you, brother.
Not a problem at all, Tony. Enjoyed it as always. Happy birthday, W. Lynn.
Ah, that's great stuff. W. Lynn turned 60. Thank you to Keith Hatfield. W. Lynn, again, man, thank you so much for allowing me to be down there. That was really fun. And can you hear that or no? Do I need to turn it up? Is that too loud? Somebody talk to me here. All right, let me get in here and play something. Okay, so W. Lynn had a 60th birthday party tonight, and he didn't know about it. So it was a surprise deal. And you got to tell me how that sounds coming through that app. Please turn it down. Okay. Tell me where. Oh, somebody's just making fun of me. Okay, I got that. Everybody's a hater. All right, let's play a little Steely Dan stuff, and let's somebody had asked about what is the song? Deacon Blues. Great little song. Okay, so don't be nervous, Tony. We're getting ready to get to the chorus, my favorite part of this tune. Page tone. Thank you. So the song goes, solos. A little involved. My final story, I'm sticking to it. Okay, so when you get lost, just keep playing. It's fun. Okay, one other thing. I'm going to play something for, I don't have it on me. I wanted to play that song for you. Okay, this is a little Don't Take Me Alive. This is a great little song. How many people know this song? This is from the Royal Scam. And this is one that goes like this. It starts off. It's a chord cruncher, as we say in the trade. You've got to play a 7 chord. Let's see if I can get my... if I can show you. Okay, there you go. Okay. I haven't played that in literally, don't try this at home, maybe 2 years. Here it goes. How's that go? There it is. Cause I don't. let me get to the the musical part of this thing now. Let's see, where's the break? Okay, here it is. Okay. How's that? How's that go? I haven't played this thing in so long, Kites. Something like that. So the Steely Dan stuff is so fun because it's really freaking hard to play. It's not We're playing some. This is some hard stuff here. But the chords in it are so cool. Like this song. See if you can even name this tune. Do this on the way home. Thank you. little Josie for you. How about this? This is one of my favorite Steely Dan tunes. Simply because, well, why? Because you got to clean this mess up, or else we're all going to end up in jail. The test tubes and the scale, you got to get it all out of here. And when they ask you, is there gas in the car? You say, yes, there's gas in the car. You say, yes, I think the people down the hall knew who you are. And you better be careful what you carry. Because it goes. How's it go? How's it go? Okay, there he goes. Did you feel? Do that chorus again. How's that going? Okay, guitar solo time. Let's see. This was done by Larry Carlton, and this is freaking bad. I'll try this at home. Let me see how well I can do this. Probably not well. This is any indication so far we've done tonight. Okay, it's. Thank you. Somebody just called me a show off. I've never been called that in my life with a guitar in my hand, but hey, what can I say? I'm sweating in here, and that counts. That means that counts for something. Okay, so the Steely Dan stuff is so fun because you get a fun ballad or two. I had worked this up a while ago. Let's see if we can play this. This is Peg, and I love this song. And we were playing this on stage for a while, and it kind of goes... Give me a second to get this. Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3, and... I'm just going to play it. B part here, because I always screw this up. Okay, let's see where that is. I'll play the chorus one more time while I find it. Okay, the interlude, here we go. So it's, let's see. There it is. Thank you. Well, that's fun. I used to be so terrified of playing in front of people, and you are making me better. Because, well, it just kind of scares the hell out of you. Mm. I interviewed a guy yesterday, Even Stevens, who's written tons of million-selling records. He wrote I Love a Rainy Night, Step by Step, Suspicions, a couple of really huge hits for Kenny Rogers. Anyway, he's been out and about and playing. And he said, you know, he said, it's terrifying to get up in front of people and play. And I said, yeah, I know. Why is that? He said, I think it's because you're kind of putting yourself out there. We were just sort of talking about it. And, man, it scares the hell out of me. It's like, and some of this stuff, I just thought, you know, I'm going to grab my Steely Dan book tonight. It's been a terrible week here locally, and I'm just going to play some guitar. And if people want to watch, I want to watch. And if they don't, they don't. And I don't know. There's a bunch of people listening, and there's a bunch of people watching, and here we go. Tell me what song it is. Let's see where the interlude is. Been a while since I've done that. Okay, let's see. Oh, here's a great little song. This is a fun little song. Okay. How's that go? Thank you. Jeff's guitar solo is so freaking great. I hope I can halfway do this. Not bad right there. I'm going to try that solo again. So when I'm playing, and anybody who plays, when anybody who plays and does their thing, you got to kind of, you know, work something up. And we'll do that guitar solo one more time. Oh, tune that damn thing, somebody just told me. Okay, yeah, I'm guilty of that from time to time. Sorry. Yeah, it's a little out. A little high. Good point. D's low. Yeah, B's low. Thank you. Been a long week. Plus, I'm pulling on it. Well, I shouldn't say that in mixed company, but you know what I mean. That's famous last words. Be used against me. Okay. Okay, so where were we? Let's go to the chorus again, just to get the kind of the vibe. Okay. Solo. Anybody want to strum the chords for me so I can play over it? It's hard to hear when you're not. Okay. And they're right there in G. That is a nice little song. So I worked up, this the other day. I'm going to call upstairs and get my daughter to bring that down. What's the song? I recall when I was small, how I spent my days alone. The busy world was not for me. I got some more Steely Dan stuff in here. I would climb the garden wall. Okay, let's see. This is a fun little song. Any major dude. This is off Pretzel Logic. And this is a little something that goes like this. Boy, I better get that drink out of the way. I spilled my drink. I'm dead man walking, brother. That would not have been good. You talk about somebody who's... who... They never see me look so bad, my funny one. It's not. There it is. That's the chord. Go. That's close. And then the take home is any major dude. That's a good little song. Here's another little, well, let's see. Here's a Steely Dan tune that It's kind of fun to play. All the jazz changes in it and all that fun stuff. Okay, see if you can get this at home. Ready?